Time to feel the rush of the round table. Brought to you by PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca. Are you really an independent contractor? Find out in seconds for free at PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca.
The Friday edition of the round table has assembled, seated and ready to roar. Assuming he's seated, I don't know. He's on Zoom. I can't see him.
Seems like more of a
partnered
standard.
Upstream strategy. More of a standard. Yeah, he's got a golf club in his hand.
I'm definitely standing.
Attaboy. Chris Chapin is here. I was just telling Ryan, my son Dustin was on the phone like all morning waiting on hold to get a tee time, and he finally got one at Daytona for like 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. Are you taking advantage of golf courses opening?
I tried doing the same, but I couldn't get through to anywhere, so I figured I'm going to let the mad rush pass first and maybe try sneaking out sometime early next week.
Yeah, might be the good call. Manager of Communications for Toronto Police, Megan Gray, joins us as well. Hello, Megan.
Hello there.
Are you a golfer?
I am not, but my husband has successfully secured a tee time for tomorrow and for a couple of days next week, and I think I'm as happy as he is.
Well played.
That's great.
Well played. Let's start off with a conversation about the idea of boosting the number when it comes to people gathering. There's some talk that the government, the provincial government, is looking to move it from 5 to 10. Christine Elliott, the deputy premier, had this to say when asked.
That is something that we are studying very closely right now, the idea of bubbling, cohorting, increasing the numbers, because I know that people are wanting to spend more time with family and friends. So the chief medical officer of health is giving that very serious consideration, and you can expect to hear from us, I would expect, next week on that issue, because with the warmer weather coming, I know people will want to be getting together for barbecues and other occasions. So we are looking at the safest and healthiest way in order to do that.
Chris, you know, it's great if the number goes to 10 and everybody respects 10. My argument would be that I don't think that's going to be the case. I think people are going to hear 10 and perhaps make it 20, and then that's what's going to get us in trouble all over again. Maybe I'm being extra cautious. I'm not trying to rain on anybody's parade, but I want this thing behind us as fast as possible.
Yeah, I agree. I think there's people out there that are already doing that, though, Ryan. And I think the majority of the population here in Ontario has done a really good job doing exactly what the government's asked. I think the same people that you've heard of having house parties and stuff like that so far during this pandemic, they're going to still do it. You know, dumb people are going to be dumb. But I think for the rest of us that have kind of played our part and done exactly what we're told, this is a kind of a breath of fresh air, especially going into the long weekend. I know selfishly for me, I mean, I have my birthday's next week and my dad's is the day after. You know, nothing would make me happier if I thought they, you know, by early next week, they'd kind of lift this and tell us they think it's safe for us to, you know, go and spend some time and kind of expand into a group and maybe go see my parents for, you know, for a birthday dinner. So I think I understand your fear about, you know, the people that are going to do this. But I think the reality is those people are already out there doing that. And I think this is more for the rest of us who've been playing by the rules.
Let me ask a follow-up question, Chris, based on the fact that the birthday is next weekend, your dad's birthday the day after, knowing that we're more than likely going to get that announcement that we're going to get a bit of a relaxation as to how many people we can socialize with. If your birthday was tomorrow, your dad's was Sunday, would you get together?
You know, it's funny. We were chatting with my parents over FaceTime last night, and my mom and dad is, you know, proud of them. They're a little older than us, obviously, and they've barely left the house in 2 months, and have been really strict about it. You know, my brothers have been delivering groceries to them and that kind of stuff. And they, it was actually my mom that said, do you guys want to come up maybe and have a barbecue? You know, being a little naughty and contemplated breaking the rules. And I, frankly, it was me more myself and my fiance that were kind of more cautious, just because, you know, you hear these stories about younger people being more likely to be asymptomatic. And, you know, I live downtown Toronto. I don't know who I'm passing that maybe I might pick it up. And you know, there's that thought in the back of my mind that thinks like, well, what if I brought it up to my parents' house in Brampton and gave it to them? So I think that's, I'd probably consider it, but I'm not going to say I'm going to break the rules on the air right now. But I it's definitely something I'd consider.
Megan, how about you? Are you still respecting the rules and making sure that you're limiting yourself to what the government's telling you to?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and I will say for the most part, I mean, you know, certainly with the social distancing, I do see some friends in a very socially distant way. But I mean, I don't have 20 people that I could imagine ever wanting to spend that much time with. So I don't know whether I fall under that category. Certainly, you know, it would be nice to know that we could expand our circle a little bit. But yeah, for the most part, we've been staying home. We haven't let friends or family, for that matter, like in our home, and we haven't gone to their homes. But it would be nice to maybe do something beyond having one of them stand on the sidewalk and one of us stand on the porch and kind of wave at each other.
I'm going to turn to the idea out of the airline industry today that Air Canada is laying off pretty much half of their staff. It is a big blow, to be sure. These kind of layoffs obviously come in a time where the airline industry has been hit very hard. Chris, when you look at this, I mean, hopefully a lot of this is temporary, but when you talk about 40 to 50% of employees not having a job at Canada's largest airline, that's a kick in the pants, to be sure.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm being blunt, I'm surprised that it took this long. You know, I think from a business standpoint, most large businesses that whose business model was decimated by the pandemic 2 months ago did exactly that and laid these people off then, just because from a cost savings standpoint, when you're running a business, it just makes more sense. I understand, you know, the governments have encouraged employers to keep people on, but there's only so much you can do with that. So you know, it's certainly a tough blow for anybody working in the airlines. They've obviously been hit incredibly hard, but they're certainly not alone in the industries that have been literally told they have to shut down. I mean, in Air Canada's case, you still can get on a flight compared to, you know, being able to sit down in a restaurant for all the, you know, the waiters and bartenders that have been laid off. So it's certainly tough, but I mean, it's I don't want to sound cynical, but it's, you know, it's kind of hit everybody. So it's I can't feel overly bad for it hitting one industry that's kind of survived a little longer than others.
I think this also, Ryan, speaks to, you know, Air Canada was one of those places where if you got a job at Air Canada, you were a lifer, right? You talk about like an industry that wasn't going anywhere. My aunt worked for Air Canada for like 25 years. And, you know, it was like the highlight of her career. Like, to get that job when she was like 21, 22 years old, she was just over the moon because she knew that she would have that job forever. One of my best friends is going through a layoff with Air Canada right now. And he echoed Chris's statements. He told me weeks ago, he said, I think I'm getting the layoff notice today. And he was amazed that they lasted as long as they actually did.
Yeah, Megan, it's interesting for me. I mean, my dad worked for Air Canada until the day he retired. And it's interesting to watch how the airline industry as a whole has ridden this sort of peaks and valleys kind of roller coaster. You know, you had the Gulf War back in the 90s. You had 9/11, obviously, rocking that industry. Then good times came about, and now you're back at it again with a pandemic.
Yeah, I think we're seeing that in a lot of different industries where, you know, it's ebbing and flowing, and they're certainly in a situation now where they're experiencing these types of layoffs and these types of economic challenges in ways that they haven't either ever or in decades. So, I mean, I agree with what Chris said. I think that they've managed to certainly hold on longer than a lot of other industries had the luxury of doing. I mean, it's certainly unfortunate when you hear that number of people being laid off and you know, how that will translate into onto their families. But it's certainly not surprising given how this has impacted, you know, every single industry that's out there.
This is an interesting story, and I'm wondering, I want full honesty from the two of you, and I know you've been honest throughout the course of this conversation, so I expect this to continue. If you go to a grocery store, or you go to, you know, pharmacy or one of the stores that happen to be open and have been open for the last little while, you do the old temptation. You pick something up, and then you think, oh, I can't put this back. There are a number of stores now that apparently are taking returned items or items that have been touched and putting them into quarantine. I want to know from the two of you, Chris, we'll start with you. If you pick something up off a shelf right now during the pandemic, are you putting it back or are you actually just putting it in your cart? Because I've bought some frozen pizzas I had no intention of buying and a chicken lasagna a couple of weeks ago. And I'm just like, I guess I'm buying this now because I can't put it back. I feel guilty.
You know what? I feel the same way. I know I've had some strange flavored drinks, canned drinks from the LCBO that I picked up and I looked at and I was just like, oh, I don't want this. But I felt bad putting it back down because it's one of those things you kind of, you know, I find myself having the kind of discussion in my head when I'm at the stores going, well, what if somebody else has already done this, right? Like, what if somebody's been here before and they've picked it up and put it back down, and now I've picked it up, and what if I'm putting this back and somebody else is going to pick it up, and it's this never-ending circle of whether, you know, somebody's going to die because I put this can back on the shelf. But no, I think it's smart. That, I mean, it's maybe a little overblown, but I think it just speaks to still to date how little we know about this virus. So I think everybody's just trying to be as safe as possible.
You know, going through all of this, Ryan, you've actually cured me of one of the issues that I had when I went to the grocery store. Is what I no longer do is grab like a box of bacon dippers or chips and then eat while I'm shopping. I've managed to stop doing that. That's one thing I won't do in the grocery store anymore.
Oh, good. Finally cracked you of that filthy bad
you call
habit
me?
You were having.
Was you call me
a hillbilly savage?
I still want to know what a bacon dipper is.
What is a bacon
dipper? Dipper is a cracker. It's one of the best crackers in the world.
Yeah, it's a great cracker.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize you were so well versed on the crackers, Megan. How about you?
Are you
picking up stuff and putting it back?
No, absolutely not. I mean, I'm the same boat. I've been very careful, like trying to look without touching, making sure that whatever I pick up goes in my cart and it's what I want. I mean, I was one of those people who in a produce section would have stared down anybody who touched too many tomatoes before they were put into a bag. But I'm really extra cautious about it now. I mean, the whole return thing, I think, is a little bizarre. I'm not sure how they arbitrarily decide how long to keep an item like stuck randomly behind a counter before it's safe to be back out on the shelf. But yes, I too am being very careful to only touch what it then goes in my cart and home to my family.
Okay, there you go. I like how honest everybody was there. That was excellent. Thank you for that. We appreciate it. And have a great long weekend, the two of you.
Yeah, you too.
I hope your weekends are
enjoy the
dippers.
Peace and quiet, Megan. Enjoy the peace
yes,
and quiet.
I will. I'll have to get myself some bacon dippers and just enjoy that 6 hours by myself.
All right.
Why are the locks changed?
This News Talk 1010 podcast was brought to you by PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca. Wrongfully dismissed? Changes made to your job? Lowballed on severance? Find out if you have a case before you call a lawyer. Go to PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca.